Is there no, there's, I was going to speak on, I was going to tell you ahead of time what I was going to say, but I want to say, and there's no charge for it. No charge for it. It's called the praise cure, God's cure. And it's a cure that never fails in any circumstances and in any situation. And it is both pleasant and effective. What also is unusual about this cure is that as you learn how to implement it, this cure will always work for you. Remember, there's no charge for it. No charge for it. The reason this cure is so effective and is a guarantee to bring results is that it is based on God's word. On God's word. The praise cure was purchased and put into effect by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary when he paid for our redemption on the cross. No charge. No charge. Hallelujah. Even in the Old Testament, God began teaching his children about the praise cure and its benefits. We need to look at some of the mighty exploits the children of Israel experienced as a result of praising God. The Bible says that what the Israelites experienced, they were examples written for us. Admonition and benefit. In 1 Corinthians 10:11, it says, these things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of time. Hallelujah. Today's pressures, they consume our attention and can cause us to ignore or forget the lessons of the past. But Paul cautions us to remember the lessons the Israelites learned about God so we can avoid repeating those kind of errors. The key to remembering is the study of the Bible. Remember, I've always said you got to study the Bible. You got to know what the Word has to say for you. And it's got to be on a regular basis so that these lessons remind us of how God wants us to live. We need not repeat their mistakes. We need not do that. Let's see what God taught the children of Israel about God being able to perform mighty exploits for the Israelites through the praise cure. Remember, no charge. No charge for this. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, Israel's enemies rose up to destroy their nation. If you read in 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat, he feared and he started to seek the Lord. And he also proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. They all gathered themselves together to ask him for help from the Lord. The Israelites knew they were no match for the enemy. When all the Israelites were gathered together to seek the Lord, God spoke to them through Jehaziel. In 2 Chronicles 20:15-17, we see the Lord giving the Israelites his instruction and his strategy to defeat the enemy. The Israelites were no match for the enemy without God's help. In 2 Chronicles 20:14-19, 14 says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon one man, and I just mentioned his name, Jehaziel. Hallelujah. The Lord told them not to be afraid. The battle is not yours, but it's God's. Hallelujah. He said they would not need to fight in this battle. How many times do we want to fight the battle? We want to be the ones to be in charge. And God says, no, no, no. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll tell you over and over and over again, this battle does not belong to you. Hallelujah. He said they would not need to fight in this battle. The Lord will be with you. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, and they were worshiping. When was the last time that we've just got on the floor and worshiped the King of Kings? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord. For His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. We just need to start marching around just saying, His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the nighttime, the Lord communicated the rest of the battle plan to King Jehoshaphat. Because when Jehoshaphat arose the next day, he related the plan to the people. Hallelujah. They were to go out and meet the enemy with the praise in their mouth. No charge. No charge. There's no charge to us today. We can stand up. We can march around. We can worship the King of Kings. We can give Him all the glory there is to give Him. Hallelujah. We can get on our knees and we can give Him praise. Hallelujah. No charge today. No charge to any of us if we want to worship our King. That's the freedom that we have. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I come to You this morning. And I worship You and I praise Your name. God, I thank You for what You're going to do and how that You're going to move upon Your people this morning, Lord. I pray, God, that we would be obedient to what You speak to us this morning, Father God. I pray, God, that not one leave this building, Lord God, the way they walked in this morning. God, we thank You and we praise You for Your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Someone took us by surprise this morning. I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you won't turn down a microphone. Will you?
I won't what?
Turn down a microphone. It's on. Ready to go.
I promise. Now what?
I want you to testify.
Oh.
Well, he can preach too.
It happens that way sometimes, doesn't it?
In season and out of season.
Pardon?
He always taught us in season and out of season. Be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope this is in season. I really don't know where to start. I've been so impressed since coming in here this morning of all the things. I'm impressed with your building. First of all, let me say that. I had seen from Facebook, I guess probably just this part up here, and I thought, well, that could be up there and the rest of it not be as nice. But as I've looked around and all through here, I thought, this is an adequate edifice for worshiping in, isn't it? And I feel so happy. Sister Pratt and I often talk about, in a good way, some of the times that we had. And let me just allow me a few minutes, brother, and I'll be as brief as I can. My mind goes back to probably about 19. I don't know, 90 or somewhere along, or 1980 something, and the first time that I met your pastor, didn't have any clue that we would be here today in a church where they are pastoring. We're thrilled, and if in any way we've had a part in it, we say thank you, God, for allowing us to see the fruit of our labor. And I gotta say this, I don't know what happened to Sister Karen. I mean, she just went out there, didn't she? I mean, she was quieter than a mouse. But that's good. That's fine. That's great. Sister Linda, you wasn't too far behind her. But I believe we are to be happy. Yeah.
Yes.
We are to worship the Lord.
Yes.
You know, people need to know that we're Christians. We're saved. You know, if we look like them, we are like them. So we need to let God have His way. So today, brother, you just preach and I'll drink. All right? Can I let my wife say hello?
Yes.
I got it. First of all, let me say I'm so thankful for what God has proven in His Word. If you stay faithful to me, I will bless you. And that's what God has done with Brother and Sister Tracy. Who would have ever thought a few years back that they would hold the position that they hold? Only God in heaven knew the future, but God knew it, and we played a part in that. I told Sister Karen when she sat here a while ago, and she said how surprised she was. I said, Karen, that's how the Lord's coming. We've been telling people He's coming,
yes.
He's coming, He's coming, but they're not expecting Him. You wasn't expecting us today either, but Jesus is coming just
Amen.
Like that. When we least expect
yeah.
Him, Jesus will come and catch Amen. The bride away. We're so thankful that God has blessed us and allowed us to be here. Thankful for our niece. She's our chauffeur when we need a chauffeur, and we're so thankful for that. God has allowed us to live close to her since David's passing, and we do have someone that is there for we need her.
Amen.
But we're so thankful above everything else, Brother Tracy, that God is always God. And every day that you live, it's a proof to us that God is still on the throne. Because there was a time that probably you had never thought you'd make it this far. When we met you in the 80s, you never thought you'd be standing here. But oh, how good God is. And just like the song said, He loves us. He loves
yes,
us. He loves
he
us.
Us.
And like Brother Pratt said, I'd give almost to have Sister Karen's outline today. No charge. No charge. No charge. And that's true. You know, Calvary paid it all. Heaven is ours. We're going to walk on streets of gold at no charge.
Amen.
No charge. God is good.
Yes,
we are
on.
So glad to be here. Glad to be with all of you. See friends, see loved ones, and meet new friends and new loved ones. God bless you. Let me just let her say hello.
Oh, hello. God bless you. I love your church. Thank you.
See, she's not. She's only a part of the Christian family. She's not like us.
Thank you, Brother Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you. What a blessing. Free of charge. And I'm so thankful that everything that we have isn't what we deserve, but that's how blessed we are. Sister Pratt talked a little bit about blessings. I want to minister today in a little different way. As I've sat and gone through this in my mind over and over again, I don't know how it's going to come out. Because every time that I went over it, I changed this. I changed the order of how I wanted to do some things. And then you get the pressure of your spiritual mom and dad come in and sit there and look at you, and I get to look back at them and think, how am I doing? If they don't nod off, we're doing good. But this morning, you notice I kind of overlooked one thing that we always do before our services, and that is 2 Chronicles 7:14, 15, and 16. But there's something else that we always do as well. And we'll get to the 2 Chronicles, I know. But there's two songs that we play at 25 after. Brother Paul starts them. And I think we're getting accustomed to them. We don't pay any attention. We're too busy yakking. But understand there is a purpose and there was always a plan behind these songs. And I want you to listen to the words of both of these songs. The first one is God of the City, which I give Chris Tomlin credit for this song, but we're not sure how the words match up. They're pretty close, but he's got, I don't know how many different versions of this song out. So, but God of the City. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are.
Yes, you've got the answer.
There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
Yes.
For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this
of it. God's taken application.
City. You're the king of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are.
blessings. It's called the Latter-day Rain. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The days of miracles have not ended. But greater works than these shall we do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The second song, the one that we sing right before, is Come Alive. And there's a question. Can these dry bones live? I'm glad I'm born again. Sanctified. On my way to heaven. And I'm so thankful for God who put Brother and Sister Pratt in our lives. I don't think they really realize what impact their ministry had upon us. The long-haired don't care that walked in one morning and walked down the middle aisle and gave his life to the Lord. Greater works than these shall we do in his name. Come alive.
Down the road where all the prodigals have walked, and one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves.
Pay attention to the words.
But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. No, there is more to come, Lord, that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call
What a blessing it is to know that God has given to us His children. Every good gift, every plan and purpose that He has for us, as long as we are open to it, and as long as we are obedient to it, He will change us. He'll give us wisdom beyond measure. Thank goodness for that. But understand that these two songs are not just to entertain or some to fill in. There's a plan and a purpose. Because I believe that God is raising up an army. And volunteers wanted. Volunteers needed. For it's, you see, you're part of the army of God as long as you have accepted Christ as a personal Savior. You have no options in it. But we do have an option in whether we're going to walk underneath God's spout as He pours out His blessings upon us. How wonderful it is to know that God of the city is just who Ashland needs. We're a very religious community. Close to 100 churches and less than 25,000 people in this area. We got room to grow. We got more chairs in that side room over there. We need to get them out. But it's not my job. It's your job as well. Amen. But I want to stick a little bit to what I wanted to do today with the option of 2 Chronicles 7, 14, 15, and 16. I'm going to ask those of you that can, will you stand with me? This isn't something that I do just to fill in time. Because you know me, I can talk. Watch it, brothers. Lay hands on you. But it's not something that just fills the time that we need to do in a service. But I believe that God is getting ready. God is moving upon His church. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is very well known. But you need to understand some. This isn't to the sinners that we have the responsibility to go out there and get. But this is to us, to the church. So it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Amen. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Amen. You can be seated. If my people, speaking to His kids, His children, understand that the church has its faults. We have our struggles. We have our problems. We certainly have such drama in our lives. Drama like never before. But we can still walk in victory. Why? Because God's promises are there. He said He'll forgive our sin and heal our land if we'll ask for forgiveness. If we'll turn from our wicked ways. But we need to concentrate a little bit more on verse 15 and 16. A promise that God gives to his children is that his eyes will be open and his ears attentive to prayer made in this place. We cannot pray too much. Because there's always something around the corner that we can't expect. We might not even know about it, but we can't be afraid. We must walk. But verse 16 I want to concentrate on just for a moment. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name. Thank God. We must present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, but a holy and acceptable, not in your ways, not in my ways, not in what I think, but what this Word of God says to us. Amen. For you see, today, victory is here in this Word. That's one thing that Brother and Sister Pratt always instilled in us. And we've never forgotten. Because my opinion is just that, my opinion. But if you stand on the Word of God, if you give what the Word of God says, if you teach what the Word of God says, if you talk the Word of God, if you live the Word of God, you share the Word of God, guess what? He'll never forsake you or let you down. Because he's always right there wanting to be a blessing. It says, now I have chosen and sanctified this house. You know we've prayed. We've put scriptures on our steps, up here on the platform, in the altar area before they laid the carpet. We wrote scriptures on there so that we can stand upon the Word of God as we pray one for another. Sister Kim needs prayer. We all need prayer. There's so many that need prayer. It's amazing what the enemy's trying to do. But he is out to seek out whom he may devour. He's seeking out whom he shall destroy and to bring bad news. But it says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house. Excuse me. Not talking about this building. This building cannot do anything for us. It gives us a place to come together, to gather together, to worship together, to praise together, to grow together, to mature together, to nurture one another, but most importantly, to pray one for another. But this scripture is talking forwardly to what he said as a living sacrifice. He's chosen this vessel. He's chosen this house. He's chosen you to be his living and dwelling place. Thank God for his spiritual power that he gives to believers. He sanctifies us. Sanctifies us through his Holy Ghost. Not to play tiddlywinks and have a good time, but to be a vessel that we can share the good news that this city does need Jesus. This afternoon after lunch, go out to Walmart. You can see how desperate people are for Jesus. Amen. He's chosen and sanctified this, that my name may be there forever, forever. He's got you in the palm of his hands. He's got you. I remember sound room was still up in the room above here. And the Lord prompted me one day just to have everybody that needed prayer to stand up. And I felt so prompted by the Holy Spirit to have people. I know you can pray for yourself. And it was just giving ourselves that hug that I believe that God wanted to give each and every one of us. And I'll never forget the response of my son, Paul Jr. He left that room upstairs a different person. Just a few weeks ago, I felt prompted to give an opportunity for prayer. So I had him get a chair and we sat it out in the middle of the altar area. We called it several things: hot seat, prayer seat. But I believe God used that to bring healing and deliverance into people. And I thank God for His promptness. This message today was something that was supposed to be a little bit different, but then it finishes out in the 16th verse, that my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually, continuously. God is with you. Continuously. Always. Never leaving you nor forsaking you. Always giving you peace, comfort, stability, control. And thank goodness He's given us the power for victory in our life. Amen. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 58. Verse 11 and 12. But I know I'm going to read a couple more than that, so don't close the Bible after we get down to the end of verse 12. Isaiah 58, verse 11 through 14, basically. I believe in these last days that we're going to receive blessing upon blessing upon blessing. I can look across the congregation and see what God has done. But most importantly, I can see what He's doing. Because He's not finished yet. He said He would be with us to the very end. The very, very end. Till we hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in." Isaiah 58, starting at verse number 11. His promise to His children, "I will guide you continually." Even in the middle of the storm, even at the darkest hour of your life, He's still there. And we can call out and He will answer. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought, in those dry times, in those sick times, whatever you're going through. It says, "And strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." Do not fail. Who's the living waters? Jesus Christ. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll always be there right with you. I'm so glad. Verse 12. "Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." I'm so glad that we're the repairer of the breach, but the restorer of the streets to dwell in. We have that privilege of getting people saved. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to be a light, to be a witness. And as our motto says, to be a beacon of hope to our community. A beacon. One that shines brightly and boldly and speaks out against sin and darkness. Because when we're the beacon of hope, we're that lighthouse on a hilltop. Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, and then closes out with 14, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. It's important to understand that Sunday is set aside for our worship, for our praise. You never know what's going to happen around here. You never know. And if you don't come, you might miss out. Amen. It says, and I will cause you to ride on high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. God speaks to his children still in 2025. Probably even more so than he did before. Is the church listening now? Are we listening? How wonderful it is to know that God has it under control. God's got some coming abundant blessings for his children. Blessings. You know, we take up an offering every service. And we like to always say, if you give, it'll be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. But understand this. It doesn't always come in finances. I'm looking across, I see people, back surgery. Accident with a buggy. Two miracles sitting there. I'm believing for Brother Richard's speedy recovery. Sister Carolyn's miracle. Those are blessings that you can't take away. And today, John chapter 14, verse 12, 13, and 14. It's a familiar verse to most of us. But the book of John writes or reads, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, he who believes in Jesus Christ, the works that I do, the works that he did in the Bible. We've got the storyline. We've got the witness. We've got witnesses here in the sanctuary. Many more by our live stream. The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And what's our theme for this year? As we go into the last quarter, what does it say? Revived and alive in 25. Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks and to him who knocks, it will be opened to him. God's promises. The key word in the Gospel of John is a simple word. Believe. Believe in who? Jesus the Messiah. My Redeemer who lives. Faith unlocks our understanding of Scripture and releases the Spirit's activity in our lives. That's why when Jesus Christ was still on this earth, the Holy Ghost could not yet come. But once he went back to heaven and was glorified, understand that he released the power through the third person of the Trinity. His name is Jesus Christ. Faith, like love, simply evidences itself or shows off in us who are willing and obedient, in our obedience. Finally, faith approaches God boldly to receive from him the things it needs. Sister Kim, I want you to come up here in the front. We're going to pray for you, if you don't mind. Sister Kim, Sister Karen. Don't be bashful. You got to watch Karen. She bites. I don't. You might say this year hasn't been the greatest for you, right? Except on Easter, when you came forward and rededicated your life. The enemy doesn't like that. But you must believe that God is in control. No matter what's going on, no matter what you're facing, even in death, there is life. That small, still voice that you whimper with, that only I know and understand. But I say to you right here, right now, I am the hope that you long for. I am the answer. I'm the strength. I'm the one that's able to give every word of wisdom, every word of knowledge, and a greater understanding. You have only touched the surface of what I have in store. You have only seen a little taste of what I'm doing. It won't be long, for in short time I'll accomplish great works and mighty deeds with these hands, with this mind, with this heart, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Sorry I didn't have the four things that you need.